Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, what did you think about the Supreme Court's ruling in King versus Burwell?
Well, the Affordable Care Act grants billions of dollars in subsidies to people who sign up for health insurance on exchanges established by the state exchanges, but makes no mention of those who purchase insurance on an exchange not established by a federal exchange. So on Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled in a 6-3 vote that the IRS is allowed to grant federal subsidies to those who are not enrolled in exchanges established by the state. The fact is that the Affordable Care Act was rushed through Congress, hastily written by the Senate Finance Committee. The literal text of the Affordable Care Act does not give the IRS the authority to grant subsidies to plans purchased on federal exchanges. And while the court has upheld the legality of these subsidies, they cannot change what the law actually says. Nevertheless, Congress will continue to act to protect Americans from this costly failed law.
What did the House work on this week?
This week, the House passed a number of bills on our environment and on the security of our homeland. Regarding the environment, the House passed an update to our chemical safety laws. This law, the Toxic Substances Control Act, or TSCA, was enacted in 1976 under President Gerald Ford. But our economy and the science have changed vastly in the 39 years that have passed since then. And that's why Congress took action this week on a bipartisan basis to comprehensively modernize TSCA.
What was the Homeland Security legislation?
The House passed the .com Act, which protects the Internet. Right now, the Commerce Department oversees the Internet's domain name system, as it always has. But the department is planning on privatizing this responsibility to a nonprofit in California. This is an enormous responsibility, and it should not be transferred hastily to any non-government entity. We need to be very careful about the Internet's domain system. We know only too well from experience that bad actors like Russia and China want nothing more than to continue their cyber warfare and espionage on Americans. Former President Bill Clinton was right when he expressed concern that giving up this authority might jeopardize the freedom of the Internet. Recognizing this problem, the House passed a bill this week that would prevent the department from transferring domain name authority until Congress can review and approve of the nonprofit's plan for managing the system. Protecting the Internet is important for our economy, for our privacy rights, and for our security.
What did the Health Subcommittee work on this week?
Well, the Energy and Commerce Health Subcommittee, which I chair, conducted a hearing this week on Medicaid. Recent report from the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Organization, or GAO, has raised concerns about waste within the Medicaid program. A previous GAO report had revealed that $17 billion of Medicaid money had been improperly paid, an error rate of 6.7%. That means that $6 out of every $100 spent by Medicaid is misspent. Medicaid is a lifeline for millions of Americans across this country. A majority of American births every year are paid for by Medicaid. And our hearing looked into the use of Medicaid funds for demonstration projects. According to GAO, a number of these projects were approved by Washington that had little to do with achieving Medicaid's goals. Our hearing is a good first step in ensuring that hard-earned Medicaid dollars go to the poor and aren't wasted.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes, this week the House Prayer Caucus, of which I'm a member, paid tribute to faith-based volunteerism across the country. In this time when faith is under attack in so many places, I chose to highlight the work done by Susquehanna Valley Pregnancy Services. 30 years ago, a group of 5 homemakers in their late 20s were discussing their pro-life beliefs, and they wanted to do more than just speak out for their beliefs. They wanted to be there to be a help and to give as much practical support and education for women as possible. At first, there was one staff member, and 30 volunteers. Today, there are 25 staff members and 300 volunteers serving about 1,200 women and men every year, all because of the power of faith. Faith, it has been said many times, is the trunk. Hope, its branches, and charity, or love, the fruit growing on the branches. In a time when faith is attacked and denigrated in our popular culture, we in the Prayer Caucus intend to stand up for the generous men and women like those at Susquehanna Valley Pregnancy Services who serve the vulnerable because of their faith.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.